It's the Roll Up, it's the Vibes. Welcome to the College Football Preview Show with the Roll Up Network. I'm kicking it with the illest. Amon Richards, Kenny Shaw. Brethren, what do you do?
Doing good. Hey, man, listen, for some motivation today, man, I took Kenny's advice. I watched the 2013 National Championship. I rerun the game versus Auburn. You know what I'm saying? I give it to you. I salute it, man. That was an underrated game, brother. I don't know what it feel like to win a championship. So I had to go, you know, grab some of that experience up off your tape, man.
You feel blessed from it? Like, you got more energy
in your life? With that being said, Florida finna run down. With that being said.
Nah.
With that being said, boom, bow. Hey, listen.
Nah, I'm feeling good, man. I feel some magic, you know what I mean? Every 10 years, it seemed like we do something special, you know what I mean? 93, 2013. 2023, they might go in and do what they got to do. You know what I mean? So I like some confidence. It was big for me to see Tate go to practice. You know, that light something under their ass. So, Sook, you should know what type of vibes I'm talking about. Just seeing the dude carted off, breaking his lower body, and then coming to practice motivates you. They got to do something.
I ain't know y'all practice all week. I seen y'all bedside all week. I thought y'all was just playing nurse. So I was glad to see y'all get out there and, you know, put the pads on and whatnot. It's going to be a big week. It's a lot of just unknowns going into this game. You guys still a little more talented team. You still got more playmakers on offense. And also your defense have been playing better. But rivalry games, as we know, a lot of that goes out the window. But the facts are the facts. Hey, man, everybody that's hanging out and kicking it with us, pound that like button, comments, beef in the comments, ask us questions. We finna hang out a little bit here. We ain't gonna do our normal 2-hour shindig, bro. Y'all know what time it is tomorrow. Families and you know, desserts and dinners and football, all of that, bro. What you guys got planned before we get into the shenanigans of rivalry week, which is going down across the country in a month? I know you're talking about our game, but y'all got to travel to the mean streets of Boston in the words of Eminem. Well, how everybody feeling for tomorrow's holiday? However you celebrate, man. I don't want to throw anything on anybody. I'm thankful regardless of what I celebrate tomorrow. But how you guys celebrating it?
Man, I'm about to go play house. You know, go to my girl family crib. You know, chill. You know, eat some good food. You know, some good. You know, that good Hispanic.
No lies over there.
Mm-mm. Nah, they don't tell no lies. They hang you. You tell them I'm playing. But nah, it's good vibes, man. I'm gonna chill, kick it, stay out the way. You know, all business is pretty much closed, so we finally get a chance to just relax, unwind for a day, and you know, back to it. And then Friday, you know, we traveling. Well, not me, you know, physically, but mentally, we traveling. You know, Boston College. You know, good tea party. You know, tough environment, like Kenny said. You know, so you know, we don't get the win, man. You know, not too much to it. You know. That's it.
Y'all line went up a little bit. We're going to talk some football, but the line went from like 8.5 to like 10.5. I'm like, why? That thing went up 2 points, 2 whole points. What is your old lady, Cuban?
Nah, Dominican.
Dominican, what Dominican plates look like on Thanksgiving, man?
What's that shit called, man? Rice. You going to have some fried peas.
Yeah, everybody about to have rice, bro.
I was like, I didn't know how to get what, fried cheese, whatever.
They do the whole pig? Like, where they at with it?
I don't think she on that pig vibes.
No, no pig vibes? Okay. She all right with me then.
Her ass might be damn pescatarian or something.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
But, yeah, man, none. But listen, none better than, you know, what, Saturday you guys game? That's when the big game is?
Yeah, we Saturday, dog.
Y'all go watch
7 p.m. in the swamp. And the word on the streets is nobody get out alive. That's what they say.
Man, listen. Y'all,
I don't know about that word.
The big game is on Friday. What are we talking about, man? We gonna run up Boston College. That's the big game, you know.
Oh, y'all play Friday.
Y'all play Friday.
Yeah, Friday night.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, that's super trap.
Yes, sir. All eyes on Miami Friday night, bro. Let me make sure I block out some stuff on my schedule to make sure I ain't doing nothing. I think it's a 10-week pick
right now. Hold on. A ass whooping and some chapstick coming, boy. Hey.
They playing at noon, so you might be out trying to get your big screen TV, and they might be getting their ass whooped while you copping that big screen TV for the Black Friday deal. You might be buying the TV. Like a Miami fan might wake up 7 o'clock in the morning, go buy the TV. His team about to get their ass whooped on Black Friday.
Nah, that is.
Mark my word, AR. I told you what a month ago. I warned you.
Yeah,
you warned me, but like this, I warned you that, you know what I'm saying, y'all boy. The fall is coming. The great fall.
I don't know, man. I believe in that. Finish for 13 little slogan, man. I like that shit. You know,
it's
because
cute. It's a nice shirt hashtag. I like it.
It ain't cute. Hey, it's cute. That shit is what it is.
It's deep. I give it to you. It's deep. Dude's definitely gonna rally a little bit, but talented.
Oh man, the talent. Hey, them boys. Look, I like for them to have something dominant type shit. Like,
nah. Cut it out, bro. I ain't about to dominate nothing in the swamp with that boy, man. Hey. Cut it out, man.
Hey, I'm just saying. Look, you know. Be the building on the sideline.
Hey, I put the money up on this one, so I'm rocking all the way with that.
Yeah, he getting his gambling. I appreciate you for gambling with my boys. I'm not about to gamble. I don't gamble on my team. If I am going to gamble, I do not bet on my own team, unless it's on some podcast show stuff. But, Kenny, what you got on the plate for tomorrow, bro, before we get into all the games? I know we're going to keep slipping into the game, but what you got on the plate?
I usually I bounce the household. I go to my sister's first, and then we go over to my old lady, we go out way to Apopka, and we just, it's a whole day. Yeah. And one of my homeboys talking about we golfing, but I got to probably politely decline on that one, 7 a.m. Ain't no way in hell I'm getting up at 7 a.m.
Yeah, so rough. I had, nah, but, no, go ahead, finish.
Nah, but it's always good vibes. I'm glad we got it. I saw somebody in the comments talking about my energy, man. I've been up since 2 a.m., man. You know, little man had a double ear infection. That's what they said. So
in there, bro. That's
rough. So hey, I'm on here still supporting my nose, and I'm gonna sleep my ass in. That's why I'm gonna tell bro, like, hey, we ain't golfing tomorrow.
I feel you on that, dog. I had on the docket, bro, in town. Shout out to Big Bro, they down here kicking it, family. And we made some plans last night. We was like, yo, let's catch the sunrise at the ocean. So we set them alarm clocks super early, bro. I ain't gonna lie, it's beating my ass, dog. You know. I'm an early riser, but I'm also an early sleeper. And last night, I ain't go to bed early. So I went to bed late and then woke up early. I text y'all boys in the group chat, hey, man, y'all want to pod tomorrow morning? it was beating my ass today, man. A lot of errands to be ran. Just getting everything together, food-wise, family-wise, you know, accommodations. The women usually, you know, doing their thing in the kitchen. And we got to do most of the leg work with grocery, running to making grocery store runs and whatever.
Nah, I'm just there
in chairs.
I'm just there for the jokes. You know, I don't throw down. I let the ladies handle that shit. But I'm just there for the vibe. Look, they. But
give me your favorite dessert, bro.
I don't know. Oh, I do know. Sweet potato pie.
Mm. It's hard. It's hard to go against that one. That's probably consensus number one right there.
Country style too.
Elaborate
made by some Alabama hands.
Oh yeah, little fat hands and shit.
Hey,
cafeteria lady hands. Boy,
what that weenus? You see that weenus right here?
Yeah, yeah.
That thing overlapping. Oh, that.
The tricep with no cuts.
Yeah. But it should be a good day tomorrow. I definitely. Like you said, Silk, I'm going to try and get to bed early tomorrow. I'm trying to wrap up everything, but it don't happen like that on Thanksgiving. So
nah,
I understand.
Bro. Nah. I'm going to go peach. I like, I got a lot, right? Banana pudding, probably my favorite. Sweet potato pie is just a staple. That never goes wrong. And that's always at every Thanksgiving. But it misses, like, banana pudding misses some Thanksgivings around here. Peach cobbler misses some Thanksgivings around here. But if I had to go one not sweet potato, I go peach cobbler. You know, banana pudding, one of those two. Mm. Mm. That's where we at with it.
AR, I know they got that Coquita. You said she's Dominican.
That season.
What you know about that?
I know you got some Coquita tomorrow.
I forgot you went to Florida State.
No, I actually had that shit as like an adult. Like, I was like, this shit kind of good. And it's getting to me.
Yeah, but hey, listen, my taste buds, you know, they still youth-wise, you know, I got young taste buds, but
so you like sweets.
You gotta start eating that McDonald's, bro. Shit, frying your taste buds.
So you like sweets.
Nah, give me some like chicken tenders, you know what I'm saying?
You ordered from the kids menu.
Hamburger, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That's legit shit, man.
Yeah, we gotta get you a bib, man.
Yeah, nah. For sure.
But, all right, man. Let's get into it a little bit, man. Shout out to our sponsor and the people that hold us down at AllenHornInsurance.com, which is a State Farm of provider. So if you need insurance in the state of Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, or Alabama, give my guy a call at 706-692-2888 or visit him at AllenHornInsurance.com. Life insurance, home insurance, auto insurance, any financial services that you may need, Allen can take care of you, man. Like a good neighbor. Roll up in Allen Horn right there for you. Vibe. Make sure you know, hurricane come through and blow your shit away. Allen pull back up with that check for you. You know what I'm saying? Like
Allen Horn, man. I like that guy.
Solid guy, man. All right, let's talk about this a little bit, man. We want to start with this. Boston College, 10.5 favorite. We ain't bringing no guests. It was hard to book guests on a Wednesday night. Everybody was traveling. I hit up my Boston College guy that we had on for Kenny. He said, bro, I'm going to be at the airport. Can't help you out. So we're going to talk about this game ourselves, and then we'll get into the Florida State. Keep the people waiting around a little bit. Hey, y'all pound that like button. If y'all got questions, also hit us up, you know, with any questions y'all may have in the chat down there. But we're kicking it. Boston College, not favored at home. Mm-hmm. Line went up from 8.5 to 10.5. That's Van up. Dyke is – what's up with Van Dyke?
Man, listen, I heard he had a significant injury. You know, I believe it was caused in the UNC game. I know I kind of said it, touched on it a little bit. If I had to guess the play that happened, it had to be the play when he was running out of bounds. Man, he got hit late, low. And, you know, he got up. He was kind of wobbling. And then from that moment, he just for sure just never looked the same. But I think, you know, last game of the season, right? Everyone just kind of always goes out with that last bang, that last little hurrah, you know, that last little bit of effort, last little bit of health you got in you. You're just going to kind of give it out. So, you know, I think that's why, you know, we still projected a win on the road in a hostile environment. You know, the tea going to be flowing up there, you know, like
Kenny said. The worst of Kenny, sometimes Vegas don't know shit. Y'all was favorite last week too, man.
Man, listen.
Hey,
we beat y'all ourselves.
About to burn Vegas now, man. Y'all finna end they goddamn run.
Vegas but, can't figure Miami out, bro.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Bro. I mean, you know, it's all. We're a weird team, man. I say that we perform high, you know, some games and then we come out completely confused the next. So, I think we do this a cold game. You know, it's gonna be chilly out there. I think we'll come out there, run the ball, do what we do well, control the game. You know, and then in the day, you know, we get them in passing situations. I think that's where we don't have success. But if we let their quarterback look like Lamar Jackson, you know, I might not show back up, you know, for Sunday.
Man, you'll be all right, bro. You just got to, you know, Kenny told you early in the season to expect all of this. But it's a short week for y'all. Since y'all got the game on Friday, y'all had some Friday games or Thursday games. What's that preparation like on a week like that?
So, short week, the Tuesday practice. If you probably gonna practice on Monday, so usually your Tuesday practice works full pads. That'll be on Monday. It just kind of throw the schedule out. Everything just kind of get pushed back or forward, you know. So it'll be pads, then it'll be, you know, uppers, you know, on like a Tuesday, Wednesday, kind of like a, you know, shorts, little, you know, the light pads on, and then in this case they probably would travel. On Thanksgiving, they probably have team Thanksgiving, you know, as a team, and then right. Friday the game, and then that you just got like a long weekend. So dudes, actually, I mean, they kind of prefer it this way because they get back early, you know. Then they got the whole kind of day ahead of them, you know. Now they lose, now.
Man, the boys go out there in the cold and be ready to get back home to warm weather in their cheeks, bro. Like they old ladies and whatnot.
Nah, that's what that AR, you might need to tell your coach to go travel a little bit early for y'all to get acclimated to that shit.
Man, listen, we trying to get
in. Hey, that's the type of shit Jim Boy ass used to do. That's why I don't know if it was him doing it or somebody was in his ear. You know, somebody always help out the head coach. He got a lot of different movements. But
yeah,
if it's a cold game or something, or if it's a game we got to wear like little turf shoes,
yeah,
we going at least a day or two in advance just to
Yeah, Jimbo.
We don't want no excuses.
Jimbo was spending all the university money on that shit.
Man, y'all got the bag, man. Shit, y'all.
We ain't got nothing. We ain't got nothing.
Well, you y'all you saving money on drinks with the fans not showing up. Look, hey, y'all.
What do you think you guys got to do different than you done like last week? I thought offense and Tyler Van Dyke showed up to play some good football, but the defense wasn't up to par or played as well as it has all season. So what do you want to see differently from the, and also your DC, like, there's some rumors out there. You may be leaving, bro. Do you think that affects the game, man? Like a two-part question right there.
Yeah, so I would like to see us, you know, just execute the basics. You know, I think last week, man, we just couldn't do the – it's just simple plays, man. They were running, you know, they got a good offensive scheme, you know, a lot of under routes, misdirection, motioning, like a lot of eye candy, you know. But, you know, thankfully, you know, Boston College don't got all that. So, you know, it's pretty much going to be assignment football, line up, do your assignment, you know, and execute, and we'll get the win. Now, we go out there last game, we got stuffing in our system and baked potatoes and turkey and all of that still sitting, you know, it's going to be a long day for us. But I think we're going to handle business. But then for your second part, you know, I don't think our coach going anywhere, man.
You know? Yeah, the Boston College team ain't the same as – I know they was we had a lot of Boston College jokes early in the season, but then they got hot for a little minute. But now they've dropped two in a row. You say you feel good about the – hold on. You say you feel good about the coach stand? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I see the rumors, you know, LSU and all that good stuff. But –
Louisiana guy, right?
Yeah, but you know, I don't personally see it. You know, like what's really there? You know, what's really
LSU?
There? I get it, the logo, the brand, you know, but end of the day, we, you know, I mean, what's really better than living in Miami, coaching for a prestigious university and helping them get back to the glory days? I mean, come on, man.
In Louisiana with a lower cost of living, I'm an old white guy, like you know what I'm saying, like. Anywho, I think I don't know. It definitely be a bad look. You lose your DC 2 years in a row. I think that's tough to recruit with, to recover from a scheme wise, to have to make that hire over again and go back into the market. I think that puts Mario Cristobal in a pickle. But like I was saying, that Boston College team isn't the same team. They dropped two in a row in back to back fashion, so they're reeling a little bit. I'm kind of getting the spread, just looking at like their schedule and whatnot, how things have played out. This is like both teams 6-5, similar records. They have the home field advantage. They don't have to travel. It's cold a little bit. Both teams reeling. Both teams try to figure things out. I think y'all in a similar situation.
Silk, one more thing.
What's up?
It's senior night.
Yeah, that brings a little bit more juice.
AR. Yeah.
Don't try that. Hey, don't that try
that. AR, you know senior night, man. Hey.
Juice, man. Senior night. I wish you would have senior night if I'm on the field, Nick. Man, you
it's the senior night by default. It's the last home game.
You got to make a senior night.
What that mean?
Oh, man.
I mean, you got to leave it all out on the field.
All I'm saying is once they start crying, it's over with. You know, when the seniors start crying, they finna kick y'all ass.
That's why Miami lost in their senior night. The seniors weren't crying?
Nah, they weren't crying. They were ready to go. They're ready to go out. It's a different vibe. Them boys are, hey, what you doing after this?
Yeah, Club 11. I heard Ross coming through.
Nah, man, we don't have no business. We don't have no business, man. Mm. Listen, one thing about that senior night stuff, bro, that's why I say I don't ever get too high, get too hello, man. Listen, if it takes senior night to get you excited to play ball, shouldn't be out there anyway. You might just graduate, brother. Like,
you won your senior night game in high school?
Nigga, yes.
I'm just asking. Some people ain't.
But I won a lot of games in high school. You see what I'm saying? Like I ain't never think like, damn, it's senior night. Let me go crazy.
What?
I definitely did. Yo, this is my last time on my high school field. I'm about to go crazy.
AR, come on, man.
Yeah, I'm put like this, Kenny. I wasn't making it no senior anyway. So shit.
You know what I mean? Man, senior night was like definitely high school. It's like. And even in college, like, damn, bro, we came in together, bro. This is a long rodeo, like, on the field, off the field, all that shit. And it's like.
It's a little emotional game, dog.
It's emotion. You walk out with your people. It's, that shit, like.
Man.
Man, hey, you dap up your, hey, look, AR, you dap up.
I promise you, bro, I ain't give a fuck.
this dude hard, man. Yeah. I don't want you on my team.
We just said the Miami players didn't give a shit last week, hey, so here you go. Here's one of them.
They go to group chats. Look, there's a group chat guy.
You know, bro, think about it, bro. We had to wait like before the game. He was on the field. Man, I'm like, bro, y'all boys don't need to be playing. Like, man, get up the fuck out the field, man. Let's go.
Y'all see, here's what I'm playing.
I mean, a lot of like, to me, okay, I'm going to say this.
That's different, though. That's different.
Listen, a lot of the seniors, like, if you elite, right? Well, not elite. It don't really make a difference, but a lot of the like good players usually be leaving their junior year. So, like, half the time I be seeing like old seniors who really ain't play. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, bro, about 15 of y'all out there, bro. Like, man, we out here just waiting in the locker room, just like, man, y'all get the
send all these bums out there, man. What does a 6-6 season look like? I know everybody got the fire mark. You know, the fan base split just like our shit split at UF. 6-6 season. What type of progress? I know we want to have our end of the season wrap up probably next week to get you know the wins, losses, improvement. Has anything changed? So what if it finished 6-6, does that mean this year's a failure for you guys?
Yes, 1,000%. I don't care who said it, bro. We started off 4-0 and went on us. Beyond a landslide, I ain't even call us. We literally just tanked, you know what I'm saying? So the potential is there. Like, we really could have been a one loss team, you know, two at max if you want to say Florida State, you know. But unfortunately, that's not how it go. You know, the football, if you watch every game we really lost, we didn't get blew out, you know. So that's a step in the right direction from last year, because we was getting beat religiously by like 25 points, you know. So, you know,
outside of wins and losses, do you see any progress in what Mario's doing?
Yeah, the type of players we have on the team, the even the body types, like the size, like offensive lineman, like he addressed that in a year. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's hard to do. I mean, you seeing it all year. We got like a great wall of China up there, you know. So you know, stuff like that. What you've never really seen that in the past, you know, at UM, you know, having like a legitimate offensive line, that's really never been the case. So, you know, I think it was he addressed that. The receiving core, I think we're on pace to have three receivers over like 600 yards on the same team. So we addressed the receiving room last year. That was a struggle. Dudes couldn't catch a cold. You know, so I think we're moving in the right direction. But, you know, we got a long way to go, man. We still got, you know, more talent to, you know, acquire. And you know, personally, I like the type of style he's trying to bring. You know, it gets frustrating at times, you know, because, you know, obviously every fan base, you know, you just want to win right away. You look at a talent and it's possible, but end of the day, you know, that culture still got to get, it got to get there, you know. And then we still got to acquire more talent. That's why the Georgias, you know, they was falling short to, you know, Alabama and them for a while. It was like they was never gonna get over home. And, you know, they kept acquiring the talent, kept building. Now, you know, they're a powerhouse, you know.
That's going to be one hell of a game, by the way.
Yeah, I think Bama wins that one, too. And then they're going to get put in the playoffs after y'all lose to Florida. Ain't that crazy?
Damn. I don't know. Damn. It's still a lot of football to be played. That's why, you know, a lot of football to be played.
That's facts.
Like, what's crazy about it is, like, yeah, there's a few weeks left, but it's like, man, I don't think Vegas – even can come close to what's going to happen.
But can we just like admit how like college football just like sneak added like 4 more games to the year?
On the lowest of keys.
Like low key, they just added like 4 games low key to like the year. Like they threw in the playoffs. Like you got to play a playoff game. Then you got to play another one. Then you got a national championship game. You make it like they low key slid by 3-4
next year. Games. Next year, what the format teams. Is? It's going to 12 next year, huh?
Is it next year they go to 12? I know it's on the horizon.
No, it's next year. I want to say this was the best year for it to go to 12.
Yeah, that's what I said when we was hot. Like, perfect time to have 12 team playoffs.
And you know what that do that gives a team hope. You know what I mean? Like top 12, you still trying to kick somebody ass versus like, I get it. It's tough. It's like, you know.
Even though some people didn't want it, but now there's so much parity. And in a year like this year, how many good for one loss teams you about to have?
Can you go to the end? Like type
right,
shit.
Right. And then some teams like Bama get hot late. So they took an early L, but what they put on resume-wise heading down to the season, they definitely one of the best teams in the country. So, yeah, 12-team format is going to – yeah, somebody's in the comments says next year. That's going to be fire. And then that's what we all trying to get on track for and get our programs ready for, because it ain't hard to finish in the top 12 if you got your shit together, bro.
Yeah.
What do you think happens with Van Dyke? You think he enters the portal? Like, what's his situation?
I'm not going to lie. I really don't know, because it's like the injury he has, right, obviously is affecting his play. You know, he's have down here. So it's like, do you really just throw yourself in a draft and, you know, go late in a draft and all that good stuff? Or,
you
know,
draft an option, bro.
NIL, man. I mean, there's going to be schools, you know, searching, you know, whether you think he's good or not. There's going to be teams, you know, out there looking for a quarterback. And they might offer that, you know, that check, you know, and, you know, so it, NIL is different. It's really hard to see if a player going to really go to the league or not, because they already, you know, they getting paid, you know, so whether it's he stays here or goes to another school, I don't think he goes to the draft or anything. It's either he transfer or he stay, one or two. If I had to guess, I don't know.
What's your overall opinion on, hey, y'all pound that like button. We're going to get to some Florida State in a little bit and get this trash talking for rivalry week. And whatnot, but what's your overall perspective on Ja'Kari Brown? I'm just trying to get a grasp of your quarterback room here.
Well, Boston College, man, I think they're a respectable team. You know, I think the boys, you know, I think they can, you know, put up a good fight, but I think we'll come out with the win, man.
Bro, you gotta, I think. I get your answer. I feel those sentiments. You know, I felt that energy. But I think he got a lot of work to do.
I think he out of there, man. I don't think he, because, you know, to me, when Emory Williams got in at the time I got injured, that kind of said itself. That spoke for itself right there.
Right.
So, you know, if you any dude that, you know, smart in college football and want to play, you write it on the wall with that one. You know, so yeah.
You may have to go out to multiple guys in the transfer portal at the quarterback position. What it sounds like.
Because
you're gonna need depth. You got to run a spring game, all of that. If you got, I got like my clock ran out. But if they want to rewind a little bit, I do got 2 years of eligibility left. AR, I ain't use all my shit, man. So
yeah,
I get some Uncle Rico passes off of y'all boys. Give me your score real quick, Kenny, for the Boston College game. You've been predicting this a long time, dog. Like, we don't care about the spread. When it's time to pick for the roll up, we just go with, you know, how we feeling. What's up with it?
Like 24-14.
Who?
BC.
Man, bro. See, every week I got
Gucci bandana.
See, this is my thing. Then a Florida State fan will get in the comments, right, and then be like, "You just hate on Florida State, bro. You don't ever pick us."
Yeah, no, right? I pick y'all. I picked y'all some weeks. I picked y'all for Temple.
Bro, this guy is a comedian.
And Bethune. I picked y'all for Bethune.
Hey, you lie, he did.
I'm just saying, like, bro,
technically, yeah.
They get on here crying, like, I'm the
like, you even last week was like, I like an upset alert.
Yeah, North Alabama and shit. That was wild. I mean, shit, the first quarter, I was like, hey, I might know some shit. Yeah. When they got 13 zip, I was like, shit, hey, I might know something I don't know, man.
They said, why would we pick y'all? The same reason I don't pick y'all.
I pick y'all sometimes. But this is a game where it's like, this is a tough place to play, and I keep telling you that. And it's 30 degrees, bro. Y'all ain't used to that.
I get it. Your fan base, it be in here completely crying because they want me to say y'all gonna win a game. Like, bro, no. Like, y'all don't need my validation, bro. Like, leave me alone, bro.
I'm just saying, look. And the thing is, bro, that quarterback, like, he liked that.
At what? Running?
Yeah.
They lost two in a row.
They lost two in a row.
That's true too. Shit.
Or was it three?
I'm about to sit here and I'm not going to hype Boston College to strengthen your schedule, my brother. I'm not going to do that tonight. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no way.
Have you played up there ever?
No.
Oh, so you don't even know.
I played in a cold game. I played in Virginia. It was cold. We played at Virginia my freshman year. went for 100.
Virginia boring as shit, though, man. Boston College, you know, that's bean town.
Bro, you don't go out like when you, this ain't the NBA, bro. Like,
no, I'm saying Boston. Like, no, I'm saying the fans don't show support like that in Virginia. Like, I've been up there.
It was a good game. It was like a late game, like November. You know what I'm saying? It was cold. You know, we were all white stormtrooper vibes.
Y'all cold out there when it was cold?
Nah, bro. You, I ain't gonna lie. You run a couple rides,
that's what Mike Irvin said.
You run a couple rides, bro. You be hot. You be hot.
And what Mike said about the cold weather?
What he said?
When we was playing that cold weather, man, we was cold. I bet.
Yeah. Like what? Like the dude on Pootie Tang. Hey, you know what? It was cold out there. Yeah. Like, bro, we just fucking said that.
Yeah, no shit, Mike.
Oh, but hey, ARA, just make sure y'all have them heated benches ready. And them hand warmers. That's the only way y'all survive.
Let me ask you this before we get into the Florida State. Oh, I ain't get my score. Let me get my score for the Miami game. They got y'all favored by 10. I'm with Kenny. Like, Vegas don't know what they're doing, dog, when it pertains to Miami.
I'll do this. So.
Give me
I put money behind y'all, boys, man.
Hey, man, I lied for you early in the year, bro. I can't lie for you no more, bro. You get one lie to me a year, dog. I lied for y'all versus Florida State. You canceled the private jet, so we didn't even get to, like, really, like, benefit off of my lies like that. So, give me Benzino U to the likes of, I like what Kenny was at with it. I'm going to put it a closer game. Give me 24-21. Boston College.
Pull it out. Find some magic now.
6-6. Seasons of failure. You know? And if I win, then we both 6-6. Then we 20.
Listen, I'm going 31-17 Canes on the road, bro. We gonna handle business, man. Like,
Tyler Van Dyke got 31 points left in him.
He had 30 some plus. What's the last team we just played? Louisville. You know.
But he might. He got his eyes on the portal right now.
He
might
go out there, bro. He's used to the cold. What are we talking about right now?
Is he really leaving though?
Yeah, he out of there, bro.
I mean, I truly don't know. You know,
y'all might need me for the bowl game. Matter of fact, like, call me, bro. Hit me up. I'll take NIL packages and all that shit. But y'all,
this time we had DJ Dallas. We would have ran Wildcat whole game.
Y'all gonna need that shit when y'all playing UCF in the bowl game.
You might. I heard about it.
Kenny, how you felt when they left y'all out of the playoffs? You like, they already, like the committee already know we about to beat y'all ass? That's what you felt like?
No, I think they put all they, once they seen the Heisman candidate get out of the season, they dropped us. But you know, that's Florida State. We always get crucified. But you know, I think this thing gonna shake out. It's still a lot of ball left.
You can't sit up here and say that
Washington can compete with the Georgia and Alabama.
Oh, Kenny, bro, I didn't know this. Hold on, wait, brother. You're moving fast real quick. Bring it back. Y'all are out the y'all not in the Final Four here?
It ain't the Final Four yet. Now. Yeah, it ain't the Final Four yet, but
Ohio State still got to play.
Listen, brother, this is, boy, Thanksgiving. I am thankful for this. Listen, this came early. Oh, my God. I've been saying this, man. I've never seen somebody get hyped with us. We still
in the top five, bro.
Bro, listen, if y'all had a funeral, I'll be there in front row.
Yeah, like
What's crazy? Fendi. But you know what's crazy? We still undefeated, and if this season do play out, there's no way in hell that we don't make the playoffs as an undefeated team. So like I said, this shit gonna shake up. They're gonna have to let them one loss teams fight it out, truthfully. So all we gotta do is handle business and we there. That's why I ain't tripping, man. You know, them folks didn't even want to put us number one in that championship year. I think Auburn was number one if I can remember. Fuck with us.
Are they so mad at it coming? Bro, listen, I thought y'all were number four.
Nah, it's like they dropped us. It's like they dropped us right after the first quarter. They were like, oh, it's time to drop them now. It's the perfect time.
Kenny, if y'all took my advice, you know what I'm trying to say, and stop barely winning games, y'all wouldn't have this problem.
Y'all get them style points, baby.
Y'all was
But the thing is, struggle. But the thing like, is, bro, hey, struggle. If we talking style points, who just won against Maryland by 7 points? Who was that? It's like a top three team.
But how many times that? Did that throughout the game, like throughout the season, though? That's a different
no. Point. But I'm saying at the end of the game, our scores are always plus 20.
Bro, what? But listen, I'm so bro. Your fan base.
I just don't understand. I don't understand.
Start speaking facts, Kenny. They better leave me alone in here now. Cause they talk about 2001, but I ain't see no hardware since 2013. That's a decade ago, brother.
Like we dropped, and we won 58-13. That's crazy.
Y'all played a 3-9 North Alabama team, bro. That's 3-9 team.
But I'm saying, look, when Alabama early in the year struggled with USF, that shit ain't hit nearly as many media outlets as when we just struggled with North Alabama. Because you know why? It's Nick Saban, it's SEC. Oh, it's the strongest conference. They'll pick it back up. But you know what's crazy? It don't matter. It's gonna play it out. That's all I'm saying.
You told me to stop lying, so I'm gonna tell you the truth.
Games gotta get played. I'm just slow. No,
the media was definitely on Saban. They was definitely hitting him with the he's washed.
I'm not gonna lie.
That was a lot of that going around. And the quarterback decided to turn into Tim Tebow and said, you know what, watch this. So, hey, I'm gonna be real.
So what's the moral of the story? What you learn? You can't count nobody out this game.
I can count y'all out.
Okay. I can't count us out when we just beat y'all though. Y'all on a 2 or 3 game losing streak. Y'all counted out for 10 more years. Look, that's y'all issue. Y'all got 10 more years of
this is conversation not about us. Y'all already handled business.
You on the goddamn big three roll up. I gotta look at bro, goddamn hurricane.
We like the person that's already dead. Like
you can't I thought after we
like, already dead.
Like, yeah, we already dead. Why you keep trying to bring us in that game?
So you know how them rappers still be going to do the ops graves?
Yeah,
that's what 50. I'm doing. Look, I'm pouring a 40 on it. Look,
Lizard.
Shout out to my biggest head at funeral to make sure he was still. To make sure he was dead.
I ain't leaving no roses on that grave. What you talking about?
You gonna take him away, bro? That's crazy.
And then after we beat the Swamp Monsters.
I'm coming to a monster. It is a monster. Y'all about to run into a little bit.
Man, y'all.
His name Mad Max.
But look,
high on him, huh? You ain't look. Hey, y'all, mark my words. Silk gonna be mad as shit after this young man after the second half.
No, we playing with house money, bro. He be mad as shit.
He gonna be mad as shit.
We about to ruin y'all shit. That's what's about to happen. Let's talk about it a little bit. Rutabaga is coming to the Swamp. We got Tate Rutabaga coming. You guys
who is Rutabaga?
That's what I call him, dog.
Man, come on, man. Put some respect on Tate's name, man.
Tate got to show me something, dog. You know,
Tate showed you something already, man. I'm pretty sure you did your homework. No, I said you do your homework on him last year, Louisville game.
It wasn't lights out or nothing like that. He came in and did okay. Louisville was a terrible team last year. He played. He got some experience.
I don't think Louisville ever terrible, honestly.
No, they was terrible last year. That's why they fired the coach, bro. When you fired coach, that means shit going wrong. Well, that's why they got Brom in there. But he came in and did what he's supposed to do. He won, but it wasn't nothing like eye catching. They're similar guys. Norvell brought in Rutabaga, however you say his last name, Tate. He brought him in on his first recruiting class. The kid was committed to USF at the time. 3-star quarterback, similar vibes to Mad Max and Max Brown, our quarterback. He was actually committed to CMU. Which is McElwain's team out there. Billy Napier came in and gave him an offer last minute. So these are both coaches transition quarterbacks, you know, in that class. My guy's been in the system 2 years. You know, of course, your guy's been a little bit longer. But, you know, he's coming to a situation, into a stadium, and also taking over a very pressured situation. And that's, like, for me, the ideal situation, this is it for me. You know, this game, everybody thought that Florida State gonna come in and beat us. Regardless, nobody was counting this as no real matchup or no big rivalry matchup. Everybody was expecting Florida State to coast through these last two games, and then we got all hell broke loose last week. So the situation that we in now, short week to prepare and get ready for this. Both teams got to pretty much put together a game plan for both of these quarterbacks. Mike Norvell is saying that, you know, Tate knows much of the offense and they could be able to operate. What am I going to be banking on, bro? A loud stadium. Similar to what we did to Tennessee, make it hard for them to make adjustments. When there's a quarterback change, same thing with ours, bro. Cadences and all that stuff. You know, you guys play the game. All that stuff is different. The cadences, the snap, you know, and just that home field advantage of the stadium getting quiet when my quarterback got the ball, because both guys going to have that issue, I think. But I'm going to need some things outside of just the what we're seeing on paper, the stats, to win this football game. When you look at the stats, you look at the talent on each roster, Florida State's a more talented team. They're a more veteran team. They got veterans in the right positions. They got good leadership. So, like, we're going to need some outside things to happen for us, you know, some chemistry and some the football guys to bless us with some situations. And I think our crowd can help us out with that. Home field advantage, I think, is going to be our biggest. I'll get into some more X's and O's and takes on how I think we should run the offense, player of the game, keys to win and all that. But X factors, the stadium. Affecting the quarterback, giving him a short amount of time to dissect things. The quicker you get to these quarterbacks, it's going to be the best for both. I think both coaches, both teams, going to have to get to these young boys. Getting the ball out fast, I expect a lot of screens from Florida. I don't think we're just going to run. Both teams going to be predicated on having a good run to win this game. Whoever wins this game is going to have to run the ball very well. But you're going to have to make throws. And when these quarterbacks drop back, who can get to the passer? Who can get the ball out quick? Which quarterback can make those decisions under pressure? Because we've never seen either one of these guys have to make those type of pressure throws. So it's going to come down to a whole lot of things that we don't know from both of these quarterbacks.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's going to come down to who makes the less mistakes out of both the quarterbacks. You know, because they are, whether you want to admit it or not, this is a first for both of them. This is a first for Rodemaker going to a hostile environment like this, and there's a first start in the swamp for Mad Max. So, you know, as much as you got the crowd advantage on your side, I'm not going to lie, that first start, AR can tell you, that first start, you nervous as shit, no matter if you home or away. You like, damn, I can't mess up, especially with y'all fan base. Y'all a cruel fan base. So it's
every
to the
fan
point.
Base cruel, bro. Like,
no,
you
but
see
y'all
how they doing Van Dyke? Like,
y'all on another level, so you can admit
it's all
that.
The same. No, I seen it get nasty. I think every fan base is the absolute the same when it comes to that, man. It's just on us right now, so it seems that way. You won't be on Twitter like that, Kenny. It's just we're not good right now, so it's more obvious, you know. But either way, I think both quarterbacks, I don't mean to cut off your tape. I think both quarterbacks is going to be, like you said, under a lot of pressure. You can finish your tape.
It come down to, I truly think it come down to the little things. It's going to come down to who control the clock and who gets the best field position when they need it, because we've been coming through with the special teams all year. You know, that's truly the only thing that's been fully consistent all four quarters. And those win you games. So when it comes to X factors, we'll get to that take. But, you know, like I said, it's going to come down to who makes less mistakes and who's more poised, because it's going to be some mistakes. You know, it's football. It's going to happen. So which one of those quarterbacks can get out of their head the quickest, which is a tough factor to do.
Man, listen, forget all that, bro. Listen.
Uh-oh.
Rodemaker is slender, man. You know what I'm saying? And he don't go out. I was going to troll. I'm not going to troll. I'm going to be serious.
All right.
I think both quarterback plays are going to actually be more impressive than we think, actually. Because, you know, from Florida State side, you guys do got talent out there. Why? You know, so the plays and everything will look good. You know, you guys got a lot of talent around the quarterback. So he just got to do the bare minimum, get the ball into the playmaker's hands, and don't do too much. Unfortunately, you know, I think playing on the road, you know, in the swamp, you know, with all that crowd noise, I do think it's going to have an effect, you know, especially on third downs. You know, you know how it is on any team, any stadium on third downs. So, UF quarterback to Silk credit, watched last week, man. He actually impressed me a little bit because when he did get in, you know, I mean, he can move the ball, man, the read options and, you know, you being mobile, getting outside the pocket and stuff. I do think that's going to create a unique dynamic, because I do think Florida State struggles with some mobile quarterbacks, so at the end of the day, man, I'm rocking with the Gators though, but
yeah,
quarterback play going to be important, man. I hope it's not terrible, because it's going to be boring to watch. So I hope, honestly, both of them come, you know, show up, you know, so it's a good shootout, but I doubt it.
I don't think neither quarterback is going to be terrible, but I also think quarterback play is going to be key. But to win the football game, it's going to come down to run game. I know the key to our defense, it should be load the box and make Florida State throw the ball. And I'm going to be honest with you, just watching some tape and going back this year, and I understand the record and all that, but I'm not impressed with Florida State's offensive line. I'm just going to keep it a beam.
Well, I told you.
I think there's a lot of opportunity there.
I told you that from the preseason talk before our LSU game. That was our weak point. But, you know, to our advantage, you know, we just had something traumatic happen. So, like I said, I like for them to have some type of fight to finish for 13 at least. You know, a guy who put in so much time and effort on that field, you know, giving it his all, it's like, you know, if you still on that soft shit, this is the time where I would like our leaders to call that shit out and just get it together. Get the guys in who need to be in. It's not time to play no more. And you can kind of hear my voice how into it I will get around this time of the year. I feel like I'm fucking playing. Like, this is, yeah. you know, as I look at the players in their eyes last week, it's, you know, I do ask the question, like, how does this rivalry feel to you? You know, because some of these guys aren't 4 years in, 3 years in. Some of these guys 1-2 years in, so it might not be in their blood yet. But, you know, you still like to give them some type of take of it. Like, hey, truthfully, it's like, hey, you better get your shit together because you don't want to lose this one. You know, so you got a point with the road, that's a high. Being on the road in swamp ain't easy.
It ain't easy, bro. That's just what it is. Like I've already gave y'all flowers of being the more talented team right now, but offensive line and communication, just two guys that have played on the road in big matchups like that. Like, what's that like communication wise? Because you already got an offensive line that's struggling. The new quarterback that ain't used to commanding and making those type of, you know, adjustments with a loud stadium. Like, what's that like? Even if you got like a veteran quarterback, but what's that like making adjustments,
you know,
in a loud stadium?
You know, I like to think that Norvell approaches things how Jimbo did, as far as knowing that is a key factor in the game like this. So I like for them to have some sound simulation, which is kind of loud. It's not the swamp loud. It's loud. And I just remember at a point in time where, you know, Silk is not easy going to hold practice without being allowed to talk. Like, and they put that on us on Tuesday during our full padded practice. Like, you guys cannot talk at all, which helps out in a big sense when it comes to games like this. So I want to say that's why they had Travis there. And I'm pretty sure he gave him a great deal of confidence at that practice with snap counts, the what to look for, hot routes, all that good stuff. So just to give them that extra tutoring.
I'm going to be real.
Let me chime on some. Oh, go ahead. Let me chime on a few things in the comments, though. People be wilding. Like, they saying Tate has a lot of experience. No, he don't, bro. He's been in the system, but he don't have a lot of experience. They're just keeping it a beam, bro. And people that are saying he's a better passer than Jordan Travis, you don't know that, bro. Like, you just don't know. Don't discredit what Jordan Travis is. I done that as a fan before. I had Tebow and, like, well, we got John Brantley, the five-star right behind him. He's a better polished passer. And then John Brantley got there and was poo. Like, you just don't know what these guys going to get when the bullets start flying. I've been that fan waiting on the next guy, and the next guy just don't deliver.
Now, regardless, Florida can be damn 3-7. Like, they going to play us very hard. And no matter what the scores look like at the end of the game, those first two quarters are – that's gladiator fighting. It's not hopefully nowadays it's not that dapping up and all that, see your homeboy jersey swap shit. Fuck all that. This shit was spitting in your face. I don't care about you.
I need that. I need that in the pregame. I need a little scuffle pregame type shit.
You get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I need that pregame.
Like, hey, AR, man, We used to be 4-0 versus y'all, and fighting, we was 4-0. We used to fight y'all.
Bro, what did you think before
Timmy
the game?
Timmy Jernigan, hey, that's why, look, bro. I used to be behind him, hey, about 170. I'm behind them big hippos scuffling too. Look, hey, Cause them my boys,
just throwing over the shoulder. He didn't do his over the shoulder.
Him and Jernigan looking like Timon and Pumbaa and shit out here.
Man, hey, them boys used to be at it, but you know that's what these rivalries got to get to at the end of the day. Because if we all sitting up here keeping it honest, it fell off a little bit with that.
Yeah, it got to get chippy. I expect it to be chippy. We got chippy before the LSU game. Then there was some preseason talk. I forget which one of our linemen, I think it was Ugwakan, said something about Florida State being a team that he just hates. And my guy Umi had the preseason top 10 pass rushers. He had it on his locker. I took a picture with my son beside it. But they had Jared Verse at one. He was at like 10. They just dropped the season so far, you know, of the top pass rushers. And they had my guy like, I think, top three or something like that. But yeah, it should be bitterness. It should be bad blood. I've been talking about your offensive line, but my offensive line as well. I got a lot to figure out health wise. I know we still got some guys we're trying to figure out what that looks like. Who actually make it? My guy Damian George went out last week in the middle of the game, and we brought in Lindell Hudson, the transfer from FIU, who looked good, and I think our offensive line looked better when those guys got out. We talked about it on Stadium McGill. Our offensive line performed better because the offense was just operating different. Then you don't have a per pocket passer that you're blocking for. You're running more. The scheme just changed once Mertz went out, so they blocked better. The run game got better. I don't think they got better. I think the scheme changed to fit more so their playing style and the coach's play calling style. So it's going to be interesting to see how we look this week with Florida State knowing what we're about to do. Because Mizzou, that kind of got thrust on them. You know, they weren't prepared for anything like that at all. Florida State has a heads up. They could go prepare for a running attack. But, you know, that comes with a lot of other stuff. You know, you're going to have to load the box on this team to want to stop us. We're going to be able to run the ball. It's going to be interesting to see, you know, how they attack us. You know, if that pulling the linebacker out of coverage to make sure that Mad Max isn't taking it off on the edge, what that does and open up things in the RPO, I want to see, because we haven't run a lot of RPO. And I know Billy Napier, most of his offense is predicated off RPO, but we didn't have a quarterback that can operate, and he wasn't a threat to run the ball. So I think game plan wise, I want to see what we're going to do, because I have no idea what this playbook, these plays about to look like. I think it looks better when we're able to do some things in the run game. What's the health of my man Deloach? I know there was some, I know he practiced this week, but where he's at with it?
Nah, Deloach, it's no chance that he even sits out. He's going to play. He had a little rest up these first couple of days, but he's going to be going on Saturday. And anybody, players who listening in rivalry games, if you got a little bit of injury and you can walk a little bit, fucking play.
Right.
Yeah. Nah, but that's the advantage though, Silk, that we do have that Missouri didn't have. They didn't know about Mad Max. He came. I don't even know why I'm calling him Max. What's his
Mad full Max? Name? Like, that's the name. Keep calling him that, bro.
No, what's his name?
Oh, Max Brown.
Max Brown. They didn't have no. They didn't have his phone number. I think that we know at least.
I'm gonna tell you some shit that happened here. So I'm watching Mike Norvell presser this week, right? And they asked him about preparing for Max Brown, in the presser, Mike said, "Well, yeah, we'll go back and check out his huddle film." And bro, after Mike said, I said, "Yeah, let me go just check out my guy huddle films, get me hyped up a little bit more." They took all that shit down. you can't find that shit nowhere.
They took it.
They took all that shit down. If you online right now, go That's try crazy. To search and find Max Brown's huddle, his senior highlights, even on YouTube. That shit vanished.
That's crazy work.
Nah, but Silk, that is the truth of the sense. We got a few advantages. I'm not gonna say the quarterbacks and experience, because I know Rod will make a play, but I'm not gonna say he got the clear cut advantage. But we do, in a sense, have the coaching advantage, but we also have the experience advantage. So,
yeah, I give you that for sure.
But yeah, we better dissect that Missouri film like crazy, and I like for us to come through, start fast. We don't all that slow shit. It won't work in the swamp.
That's what I need—a slow start. Get that no crowd.
No huddling, so y'all can mess up plays, miss assignments. I need sloppy football out of y'all. Got money on this.
How much you bet on the game?
Yo, what you bet, man?
I need a parlay, man. 50 bones or about a band. You know, I need this to go through. You know what I'm saying? So, listen.
We got you. I don't know who else on your ticket, but we got you, bro. I'm going to make sure my guys hold
you right now. I got Florida, Ohio State, and then I got Kentucky with the upset.
That's a funky ass ticket right there. That's a funky ass ticket. That ticket funky as shit, Kenny.
Hey, that boy gonna be mad, boy. Hey,
it's gonna
Ohio
be like
Ohio State. Who you got? Real quick, like why we just talk about it? We'll get back into it. Ohio State, Michigan. Who y'all got?
I know who you got.
You got Ohio State. Who you got, Kenny?
I got Michigan. They rolling.
Me too. I got Michigan.
Hey, why you went with Ohio State?
That's a funk ass ticket. Yo, now, man, I don't feel good about betting on your ticket.
I can't bet on no team that can't cheat no more. You crazy?
That's a great take, though. That's a great fucking take. I can't bet with a team that can't cheat no more.
Bro, they literally been used to cheat. Like, why would I put money on? Now they got to play real ball against a rivalry.
But you got Kentucky. You got Kentucky, though.
That's the only one where I just threw that. Hey, I left that one up to God, and that's crazy to say.
No, you should have left that one off the goddamn ticket.
Hey, take my team off that ticket. How about that shit, bro? Can you take me off of that punk ass ticket, bro? I feel like you're giving me bad luck, bro.
Listen, man, listen. I'm gonna keep that's it a on nasty there. Ticket. I don't know. I got a bad.
It's your first ever ticket.
Nah. Hey, Jimmy Butler won me some. Jimmy Butler won me some last 2 years ago.
Oh, you deep into it. Hey, some folks be deep. They be betting on the coin toss.
Yeah, I don't do that. No, that's crazy. That's too much like stress, bro. Like that's that youth league anxiety when your parents in the stands and you looking at them, they watching you for every play. That's that type. I ain't with that. Hell no.
Who you got winning this battle, man? It's a versus running back versus, man, for the game. You got Trevor Etienne and you got Trey Benson. What's up with it, AR?
Trey Benson and Trey.
They only about 9 yards separated, and Trey Benson said, and Etienne set out the whole game. It's only like a 9 yard difference. But who you got? I think both guys are super talented. I'm not gonna play myself at all.
I think Etienne, bro. I like I said, I don't watch Florida football that much, but Etienne, for whatever reason, like, bro, he flashes when he get the ball. I feel like he's a. I feel like he's bigger than his brother, but he low-key just as quick and elusive as him as well. So Benson, I mean, he's a good running back as well. I think they both about even. But if you had to give me one, I'd take Trevor. But Benson, I feel like the run scheme more so helps him out. Like Florida State's like offensive scheme as far as running the ball. Like I feel like there's just gaping holes every time he get a rock, bro.
I think that it's a 9 yard gap because you saw him early in the season. He was struggling. Our O line was struggling.
Yeah.
Or our run game calls were struggling. Who knows? Like what I'm learning as far
that
as
slow
like,
ass counter that y'all keep trying to run.
Oh.
Where you went? Where you went? Don't leave now. I want to talk about that slow ass counter that takes forever to develop.
There you go.
Yeah. So I'm learning too. Like even with run game attacks, that shit can be on the coaches too. You know what I mean? So I don't know why in the beginning he was not showing flashes, but he definitely picked it up.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a key matchup to watch with both of those guys. And then receiver, I think you guys have the nod right there in the receiver room, like as a group with Johnny Wilson. Johnny Wilson, the guard himself, though, so I'm not terribly frightened by him, man. So it's going to be loud, bro. He's going to be.
True story. I probably 2-3 times this year, I gave him one of them little high fives, like,
hey, let's
lock just, in type shit. Like, off. No, like me on the sidelines, like, you know, when you dap somebody up, like, hey, let's fucking lock in. You know what I mean?
Hand slippery is what I'm saying.
I don't know. I don't give a fuck. I just hope that he felt my receiver presence. You know what I mean? Because Rashad Green never talks to the team. He's not a talker. He's an action guy. And he talked to the boys like, bro, you never going to get relationships like this ever again in your life. So take advantage of this and make the most of when you get the opportunity, you know what I mean, type shit. And he was talking about our receiver room. He was like, man, that dude Kenny Shaw wouldn't let me just go out here and just lollygag and just drop passes and continue to dap me up. And I literally that game, he had a couple drops. I dapped his hand up. I said, man, hey, let's go, man. I don't know. You got AR, what you think that is? You think that's mental or is it
mental? Well, now it's mental at this point.
Yeah, it's all.
If it wasn't before, it definitely mental it now.
Yeah, no, I know. It's weird that the bigger hand guys drop more.
Yeah, because it's like a basketball player that can't shoot. You know, the hands sometimes be too big for the damn ball.
Like Shaq ball. Shooting the free throws like him shooting a tennis ball.
Exactly. Like you can't get the same spin on it. You know what I'm saying? You can't, like, as a receiver, you know, we catch with our fingers. Sometimes they damn hands be like this. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
He catching the tennis ball, huh?
Yeah. You know, it hit that palm right there, you know.
I don't know. It just seems like it should just be hit. Touching his hand is big as hell. That's why I say, like, you would think he's snatching them shits out, like, snatching out of the air, like, but.
He dropped one in the last game. He just started laughing. Like, now he's just like, all right, bro, what the fuck? Like, that's a thing,
you know, though. But you know what's crazy? And everybody got a different game. Some receivers lock in more after one drop. They need one drop out their system.
Yeah,
it's not happening. You gonna have one little one, then that one gonna make you like lock in and focus and make sure you watch the
catch, what I'm saying?
Watch the ball in. You know what I'm saying? But some dudes, they
is you. Everybody had weird. What was your weird shit that you knew that if it did happen,
dog,
you was gonna drop a pass?
Syracuse, I swear, bro. Syracuse game, bro. We played at home. One, it was fatigue for me most. So I was tired as hell. I had practiced all week. This is my first game back off injury.
Oh yeah, yo shit.
They had me on a bike before the game. Oh, my bad. I'm getting my charger. They had me on a bike before the game. Bro, I got to that game, bro, I had like my arms. I couldn't get my arms up.
And that bike ain't gonna do shit, boy. That.
Bro, they had me on a bike before the game, but I swear I've never been more tired. After one catch, I ran a slant first play. Gave him somebody like come across the field. I catch it.
What sound effects be crazy, don't it?
Hey, boy got Benji Brown's.
Hey, I promise that's all that corner heard. I promise.
Police Academy.
Whoa. Hey, listen, I cut cross field, bro. I got up, bro. I swear I couldn't breathe, bro. I got up, bro. They called a hit drop for me next play, bro. That shit went clean through my hands, bro. I was like, I'm seeing two people.
I ain't ready, coach. I ain't ready. Nah, still, hey, as weird as this sound, if I didn't yawn before every game, like when I sit on the bench at the pregame, I'm gonna have a horrible game.
That's
like
wild.
Yawn.
A yawn is wild. A wild one.
Yeah, I think it's a comfort thing. Like I don't know. It's like if I'm too uptight, and
playing hangman on the sidelines and shit. I seen.
Nah, that I don't know what the hell that was. That definitely happened though. But yeah, if I ain't yawn, I was finna have a bad game every game.
What I need to win this game. I'm going to need, of course, the stadium. My defense played very well. They played their best game versus Tennessee at home. I was at that game, and I'm convinced that it was a lot of the crowd. And that's what we're going to need this game. Trey Benson, I think, is the best player that on you guys' offense. Right now with Trap out, I think he's the most valuable player on the offense. You know, that's a guy that you could get the ball to, a playmaker you get the ball to with low risk. Putting the ball in the air, all of that to a pass. There's a lot that got to happen. You know, Johnny Wilson got to catch it. You know, it's some things you got to go through to get a pass off. But the running game, if we could load the box and we could slow down Trey Benson like we slowed down Schrader, Missouri's quarterback, running back that second half, then I think we can win this football game. Making Tate beat us with his arm, you know. And then whenever he dropping back the pass, putting a lot of pressure on him. I think our offense is going to be able to move the ball. I think we're going to be able to run the ball on you guys. I think the RPO and you guys not having a lot of film on what we got is going to cause some problems early. What we need is our defense to be able to create some chaos. And our defense has been one of the worst units in the SEC and also the country. So we're going to need that defense to wake up a little bit. They did get some impressive stops last week versus Missouri, but not the ones that we needed. That 4th-and-14 was atrocious, you know, so – just those type of boneheaded mistakes, what they got to clean up, man. Shout out to my guy, like Jacquez said, man. I see the improvement from the team. You know what I'm saying? The wins ain't showing up. That's why I asked AR that earlier. Like, are you seeing improvements outside of the win? I am seeing some improvement, but there's a lot. You got to get over that hump eventually. And this is a game that can get us over the hump mentally. It'll be a big win for Billy Napier, probably the biggest win in his career. No doubt, this is the biggest game in his career. If he could pull off an upset, this does a lot for his tenure, you know, the energy in the Gator Nation, all of that. So a big, very important game. We got 90,000 showing up. The fan base is still tapped in, still engaged. And that's what we count on, dog. Like, a fast start. Home field advantage. That's what I need to get us over the top. That's all I got, bro, for this game. I'm trying to think of, like, more dynamic. Special teams is going to be key, just getting 11 players on defense. I mean, on the field for special teams, which has been cleaned up the past few weeks. I like Trey Smack, my kicker. And also, he's kicking in a quiet stadium, but his leg has been more than solid. He could go 50-plus. My punter, Kershaw, is kicking the ball pretty well, punting the ball pretty well. Field position is going to be very key, you know, winning that battle. And just staying out of bad situations on offense, you know, with procedural penalties, just making sure we're not making the mental boneheaded mistakes. And I spoke about the cadence. Now both quarterbacks are new, so these offensive linemen are going to be hearing a different cadence, and that's the rhythm of how quarterbacks do their snaps and get things off, and that sometimes causes some issues. But if we, like Kenny said earlier, the team that makes the less mistakes, penalty-wise, turnover-wise, team that can run the ball, team that can play defense is going to win this football game. But the spread is at 6 for a reason. It's a rivalry game. It's the backup quarterback bowl. I need Ricky Pearsall to get 1,000 yards, too. He's 52 away from it, but I think he cracks 1,000. I need Trey Wilson to cause a lot of pressure, getting him the ball. If I could figure out a way to get some RPO between him, ETN, if you get Mad Max, ETN, and Trey Wilson in some RPO situations, it's a lot of explosiveness that you got to deal with. And that's what I'm counting on, the unknown. So, what you got? So
what I do know is that Max Brown, I mean, he really ain't getting no real practice. You know, he went out there kind of banging around with Missouri for a good bit, you know, so. He running with the ones, got some, you know, week of practice under his belt, going into a rivalry game. Listen, man, it might get weird in there. It might get weird. So
the man say we talking about the kicker and the punter. I don't know if y'all ever, like, I be questioning if y'all play football, but sometimes we'll be wondering if y'all watch the shit too. Like Silk talking about the punter and the kicker. Yeah, bro, like, that's a
games,
key.
Games get lost.
Bro, field position, flipping the field, kicking field, all that shit matter, brother.
Especially in the game where both quarterbacks are out, that shit do matter. A guaranteed field goal, every point going to matter in this game for sure.
So my last take is I need my big two on offense and defense to step up big. If there's anything that I need is I need Keon Coleman and Jared Verse to go stupid. It's one of them games where, you know, you have to realize that it's on you at this point. You know, like, I know they talk about a Trey Benson. You can't control what the running backs do, but that receiver and that DN, I like for them. They have to create havoc both ways.
Yeah.
And that's all. If those two do what they got to do, it's going to be a long game.
Yeah. And that's why you got to call players to keep just keep it a beam. Like, I respect Versa what he brings to the table, but quick plays, quick passes, you got a scheme to keep guys out of that from getting active and, you know, being game changers. Mm-hmm. And that's my rebuttal to that is we got to, like, game plan around guys like Verse. We don't want Max Brown dropping back to dissect things. That's not his strong suit. And like AR said too, man, like, you got two guys that got thrust out there. No game planning for them. You know, and I was impressed just to see Max Brown get out there. First time SEC game on the road, and like his poise, you know, like even when he fumbled, like, cause some of the, like, the timing was off with him handing the ball off, and that's gonna come with practice reps. Him repping this week should clean up some of that, but some of his handoffs and timing was off, and we end up getting a fumble that ended up costing us the game in hindsight, right? Even though we rallied back and went ahead. But that mistake was very crucial. But to watch his mindset, bro, like, he didn't blink an eye. Like, he didn't get nervous on the sideline when he got back out there. We had like a third and four that we had to convert on. He hit that, moved the sticks. It was a couple third downs that he moved the sticks on and hit some throws. 50-50 ball that was super impressive. So I like what I saw. It's a lot more to be seen, but from the small sample size I got in the second half, I was impressed. You know, it's going to be a good game on Saturday. We're going to get chippy before it all start. I don't put the word out that I need, you know, goddamn bully some people around. If they anywhere near the Gator logo, I need DDTs, stone cold, just, you know, shoulder drops, all that type of stuff, man. Let's get disrespectful, all that. Give me a 15-yarder to crank it
up. At least one of them.
Yeah, slap the shit out of somebody for no reason, bro. Like, straight up.
I love that. It's the best week.
It's going to be a good game. I'm excited. It's going to be another nostalgic feeling. I ain't been back there in 10 years, so I'm just excited to go see the game from the sideline view and just vibe out. Maybe say some encouraging words to them before the game or whatnot. But I'm just excited to just see football. You know, at the end of the day, man, football is this is where a lot of our love happened in life, you know. So it's just good to watch some football. I see why fans be into it, man.
Oh yeah. It'll be fun times.
This shit deep.
These people in the comments got my team fucked up. Like, I don't know what football y'all been watching, but y'all got my team fucked up, boy. Like, these boys gonna come play some football, bro. Like, don't let that record fool you. These boys gonna pull up. Like, we got some holes and some shit to work on, dog. But as y'all can see, like y'all played the Miami game. On paper, y'all way better team than Miami. But this is a rivalry game. You know, it's gonna be what it's gonna be. And Jordan Travis, like, I wanna see what Florida State does if they go down or if they struggle early to score points. Like, their emotional leader. You know, their leader for the last 2-3 years is not playing. He'll be on the sidelines, but I want to see how that team reacts. I want to see what the new quarterback does if they come out the gate slow. That's a lot to be seen because, like, we talked about that resilience, but, like Jordan Travis is a resilient motherfucker. Like, he's been through a lot, and I think the team resilience rubs off, from him. That's a lot of his energy or whatever. So I want to see what type of team y'all got if y'all get into that type of situation. On the road.
Now, the thing is, our defense come through too. They actually been holding us in games more than the offense has, you know, if we're being honest. Our linebackers have been playing lights out this year, and that's something I didn't see from the jump of the season, but they have proven me wrong as far as the leadership and just creating havoc. Our linebackers are legit. So, it's a couple. I just hope, like I said, it's a good game, no injuries, you know.
Most important.
To the end of the game. But we'll see. Game's got to get played, right, AR?
We about to play it Saturday, dog.
I see Friday night. Every time y'all lose, we win. So
listen, brother.
I'm sad, man.
I got nothing to root for, man. Them people put us on a Friday at 12 noon, bro, on rivalry week. Listen, man, I'm just here.
Y'all ain't got a rivalry game, so what the hell they going to do with y'all?
Hey, listen, they say y'all boys play on the day before.
Say him.
They slapped us on the day before. Yeah, said y'all going to play
on
noon.
Put their ass on Wednesday.
You know? Yeah, we tired of this shit.
Thanksgiving has got the NFL games. We can't fool around that day. Just throw the boys on a Friday while everybody buying their big screen TVs.
Shit crazy. But, you know, I got nothing to do but just, hey, I really want both of y'all to lose, but I can't, so I got to choose one. So I'm going to choose one.
You know, I got you, though. I'm going to save your ticket. You got a trash-ass ticket, but we're going to hold on our part of the ticket, man.
Yeah, that ticket. We got to do better. We got to do better on your ticket.
Listen, if it hit, though, just know I'm calling it hurt. Y'all thought I was talking when we beat a team, beat A&M. Shit. Man, y'all might got a cancer show. I come over here after that ticket. What? I'm going to the bank. I'm bringing it all cash. I'm going to sit it right here in the screen.
Win, lose, or draw. Like, nah, bro. Miami lost. I didn't lose.
Wait, so you betted on Miami?
I didn't put
Miami on that ticket.
You ain't put my team on the ticket, bro. That's fucked up. You ain't put Miami on the ticket. Put my team on that shitty ticket, then put your team on that shitty ticket.
That's crazy,
Bro.
Hey,
listen to
that boy ain't believe. Hey, he canceled the private jet. You ain't put your money on your team.
Team, that's crazy.
Listen, bro. Listen. They keep talking about my ticket ain't hitting.
Like, they ain't know your ticket.
How do you know?
But these are gamblers, bro. These are
they're not gamblers. You know why? They not gamblers. They wouldn't be on here telling
they
me.
They are. It's some people, they mastered this shit. And that's why in life, you just got to listen. Nah, if they tell your shit stink, your shit funky. Your shit.
I'm not listening to them. If I listen to the masses all the time, you ain't going to win no bet. You know what
just
I'm saying?
Just know that you ain't going to get refunded. That's why Vegas, I hope you know that.
That's why Vegas up the score every year. That's why Vegas up the score. Because everybody be betting and taking the obvious bets and all that other stuff. And that's sometimes you got to get a little, you know, aggressive with it, you know?
Hey, they were listening to your ticket.
They were like this, like, hold on, what he said?
He said Kentucky.
Oh, hell no. Nah. They were like this, hell no. Nah.
It was already a little shaky because a lot of Florida State fans, so they was already shaky about the Florida State, Florida shit. Then you said Ohio State, Michigan. They was like, all right, he bugged a little bit.
Kentucky is the one that's going to hurt you.
I know, but this is my thing.
That shit ain't got a shot, brother.
That's true.
That's why
I'm just going to ride. Bro, $50? Fuck is 50? Come on, that gas nowadays.
I think Brom is just in his bag of play calling. I think like he don't have the best quarterback and all that, but I just think he in a nice groove right now. And I don't think Kentucky, but it's a rivalry game. Anything can happen. But
boys on bump before the game.
Just on the surface of that ticket is hideous on the surface level.
I know.
Mm. All right, man. Give me your score, Florida State, Florida. This is for all the marbles. If I win, I'm the best team in the state.
No.
What?
Bro, they on my top.
How am I not? I'm the best team in the state. I win this game, bro.
No. You think y'all can beat Miami?
If we beat y'all, why not?
I see them in a bowl game, right? Like, they get this win.
Nah, bro. They don't need to let us play back-to-back like that. Like, the world don't need.
Yeah, just Florida State and LSU is great, actually.
We can't play in a bowl game, then play at the top of the schedule next year, bro. Like, we're going to beat y'all with a walk-on quarterback, and then we got to figure out who's going to play y'all for the first game because y'all ain't going to have no quarterback. It might be me. I might have to play my own team.
You'll come out there and get a uniform and try and line up.
I'm putting interceptions. That ticket going to hit. I'm throwing that bitch straight to my team.
Nah, man. I would rather coach.
They say, who picked my ticket? Me, man. Who else? Can't you tell?
If Hard Rock y'all listening, we need that sponsorship from Hard Rock, man. Shout out to the gamblers, bro. Gambling is gonna be illegal. I'm sorry, it's gonna be legal in the state of Florida. So if you want to get some of these ugly ass tickets like Amon, man, just get the app and do your thing. But give me a scope. Florida State, Florida.
Hey, man. I think Florida wins. I think I don't remember what I said the last show, but I think Florida wins. It's gonna be a great game. It's going to be a little bit high scoring than everyone thinks. So I'm going to go 31-23, Florida.
Man, ask me if I played punter. No, I know that's disrespectful. Because how many black punters you know, bro? That's only one.
Hey, I played with one in Oakland. Hey, bro used to boot that shit. What was his name? He was TikTok before TikTok.
Marquis something, bro.
Marquette King.
Yeah, he's a boot that one. Hey, I ain't like he had swag. He was a swaggy. Tell him, Silk,
that's what we need to have. We need to have a fan versus host. One on one.
I want to go to Florida State. I'm with it, bro. I need one of
them.
He always in here talking.
It's one Florida State listener on here. They play flag football. Hey, I bet they lock that shit up.
They ain't going to lock none up.
I'll cook everybody in the comments. I promise you. The punter guy. Whoever said that disrespectful punter shit, you come to a park near me somewhere. I'll lock your ass up, bro.
That's disrespect.
They called me a punter, bro. That's crazy. No, I played defensive back, man. I played corner. I actually played JUCO ball, Morrisville University, upstate New York. I might put some clips on the timeline, man. Them shits in like black and white.
Oh, yeah. You know code.
Hmm? Bro,
you
might got to end this show.
Oh, that shit was crazy cold.
What happened?
What happened?
Yeah, hey, you see my cousin say they play DB. You better stop playing, man.
Ever. I ain't never see him ever. I can't. What did highlights say?
Hey,
let me look your highlights up. Let me look him up right now. Demetrius Shaw, high school huddle. I know you had played in high school.
He about to take his shit down like we took Max Brown shit down.
Let me see.
About to delete all that shit, man. Nah, I'm with that type of action though, man. Like people be talking crazy. All these Florida State native logos. We gonna put y'all at the park and figure out what y'all can do. You find
this shit sycamore popped up, bro. I know he ain't fucking up people. I know he ain't fucking with him. Big bro, no
I ain't
way.
Fucking around with you, man.
No way, brother. Bishop Sycamore code first.
Hey, cuz, you played for Bishop Sycamore, cuz.
Nah, listen, you see, I ain't lying. Listen, nah, bro. Wow, I've never seen
hey, him.
Yeah, he on the Netflix documentary.
Wow, he might lock me up, nigga. 35.
I wore number 26 in college. I'm gonna put my picture on the timeline, dog, from college, man. Like, people be acting like we ain't play no ball out here, dog. Like, we was out here. JUCO is like prison. I did a bid. That shit. I did a bid upstate, Kenny. It was cold. They fed us shitty food, you know. Back then, it wasn't no cell phones like that. Like, everybody had no cell phones. I'm a little bit older, dog. So I had to get calling cards to call home. Like, that shit was the projects, bro. Like, no lie. Worst two years of my life.
Every chance you get.
No, I wasn't. My parents ain't play that shit. They weren't flying me home. Like, I wish I was home every chance I could, bro. I found out I didn't love football like that, though. If you go to JUCO and you make it through, that means you love football. I got there, I was like, man, I'm about to just get me an education, man. Fuck all this. Nah, I want to do shit with some girls, man.
Nah, I'll be watching that Last Chance U shit. That shit put a lot of shit in perspective. Like, you can be at the top and then just drop. Or you can just, I don't know, it's just a, they say it's like high school all over again, which
it is. With people that really don't give a shit about you like that. Like, coaches don't care about you at JUCO. They ready to replace you so fast, bro. It's just like, it's war. Like, anybody that makes it out of that shit, dog, they have a different type of resilience. I know that's Kenny word, but they have a different type of resilience, man, when you go through that JUCO ranks, trying to get re-recruited and all that. But I made my bed in that situation on the Realism Keys. I ain't finna get into all my shit, but I ain't have to go JUCO. It's just terrible decisions, bad attitude, that type of shit. You know, coaches talk, and I screwed myself. Anywho, score, AR. Give me your score.
Is it 23. They said no one scored over 30 points against Florida State, but bro, then again, this is a rivalry game, bro. Anything can happen. I didn't see this, you know what I'm saying, firsthand. We couldn't score over 20. Well, we scored 20 versus them, I guess. But, you know, hey, listen, rivalry game, bro. Anything can happen. That's all I'm gonna say. And I put the money where I'm out there. So we're gonna rock.
What you got, Kenny? Give me a scope.
Ain't long, you think wrong,
boy. That's what Tree say.
I like 28-17. 28-17. We get another boost of energy after the half and get one turnover after half and just steal the game.
Okay. I see where you at with it. I think it's gonna be defensive, I don't think it's gonna be really high scoring. I think it'll be a run game. Both teams are gonna depend on their run game. Give me 24-21 Florida. Trace Mack puts one through the uprights. You know, and then we ride off into the sunset as the best team in the state of Florida in 2023.
You won't believe that, though.
Yeah, I'm going to believe it for this show. On Sunday, I'm going to believe it for Sunday. We win that motherfucker. Like, you're going to think I'm going to the playoffs on Sunday. I promise you that, boy.
All right.
Somebody had put it, shout out to my guy Bruce who listens to this show. He had put, you know, the joy when he first won his championship, he's on the ground crying. He said, hey, man, this is going to be us if we beat Florida State Saturday. Going to the Birmingham Bowl. right, we out of here. Any shout outs? Shout out to everybody that's hanging out with us on the day before Thanksgiving. Everybody be super safe. You know, around these holidays between now and New Year's, we all, something tragic always happens. So, you know, don't drink and drive. Get an Uber. You know, take care of yourself. Stay out the way, but be careful. Hug your loved ones. All that.
Shout out Demetrius Shaw. I'm gonna ride his ass up on camera. Nigga ain't gonna never add me again in here.
Hey, y'all still dunking this shit, bro. Like, I respect that.
I saw that.
Yeah, you still dunking it. I'll be watching IG stories. Hey. What type of men's league you be playing in? What's going on? What you playing in? Like a competitive men's league? What is that? Church league?
Yeah, man. Like,
dunking on pastors and shit?
Yeah, man. We got, you know, former, you know, I ain't play basketball, but, you know, you got dudes that play collegiate level. There's a couple dudes that played at UM as well that's hooping in the league. Good comp. You know what I'm saying? A full nine is sponsored, teams, all that good stuff. You know, refs. You know, it's just good way to stay active, you know, stay fresh, you know, stay young. So I'll be out there damn near. You see the videos out there damn near hand. Hey.
I'm locking that shit up, though.
What? Oh, where?
I can play basketball.
Kenny.
You see, my face is so serious, bro.
My mom was a real hooper, brother. Like, it's really in my DNA.
And she from the muck, bro. And she from the muck. So, you know, she probably
dunking. My mom was a real hooper, brother. What are you talking about? I just hate basketball because it's too soft, bro. I fouled out my first high school game, bro.
We ain't talking about Mama Ray. We ain't talking about Mama Ray. We talking about AR right now.
Mom can't check Kenny for you, bro.
Now if you need her there on the sideline for moral support,
nah,
I get
it. They call me out there. You know what they call me out there? No cap. The eraser.
Who?
The eraser. You know why?
Eraser.
I go guard the best player in the other team, buddy.
What's your nickname?
The eraser. You know, like
because your haircut.
You know. You know, like the back of a pencil. You know what I'm saying?
Man. Yo, that was this man crazy, bro. Kenny Wild, man.
Nah, basketball, hey, cut it out if it's full court. Look, I got to work my way into that. Silk, you with me too?
I'm back in the gym, dog. So, yeah, I'm with the shits, man. Like, all of that.
Not full court. You ain't going to jump straight into full court.
I'm going to play one side of the flow, like getting back into the game. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to pick. I'm gonna tell who to pick me up. Like, what side of the floor they call them?
The person who be standing back,
cherry picking,
cherry picker, man. You a cherry picker, man.
I'm cherry pick my ass off, and hopefully my layup game is still on point. I can make them join.
No, when a cherry picker get the game point, that shit make you want to fight. You like, bro, that shit don't count.
We ain't counting that. Check the ball.
That shit don't count, bro.
Can't go out on no cherry pick.
AR, he on your head, man. Cut on your.
Hey, listen. Ooh,
I know Shaw barbecue chicken. I can tell. He lied too much in the comments. He barbecue chicken.
He fool. But he's the dude that at you from the other team like the day before the game on Twitter and stuff. And then you see him in the game. You know what I'm saying? He inside leverage. You got a run play. Just put him on his ass. You feel me? You just put him on his ass.
I mean, my son said this about one kid. Like, he said, "Dad, man." I don't want to say the kid's name. He said, "Such and such talking trash all week at school. We get to the game. He's riding the pine."
He learning.
He get no burn. Kid ain't getting no burn. He talk all week in school like he's the man.
Man, hey, still, that's his wave now. Like, bro, like, I wasn't active until I started starting. Look. You know, in high school, I don't even damn near want to wear my jersey before the game. You on the team. Deal, you be like this, look. Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
Now AR, they said erase. You got to erase that ticket. Hey, get off the show, man. We got it.
You got to see if they can let you delete that shit for real, though. You're like, hey, just sit, hit customer service. Like, hey, my people said that this shit ain't good, man.
You can't edit it.
Swap some stuff around.
Man, it's locked in, man. I'm rocking with my ticket, bro. I'm rocking with it. I don't care what nobody see. This is the thing, bro. I don't be worried about it. You know what I'm saying?
I know one thing you ain't going to be thankful for this week. That damn ticket.
What's going to let it hit? What's going to let it hit? I'm going to drop a course. I'm going to start dropping courses on here. Hey, man.
I'm gonna get out of here, man.
Monthly subscription. Sign up. They're racing. Hey,
it's the roll up. It's the vibes. We appreciate y'all for hanging out with us. Love your family. Don't be on Twitter all day crying about football. You know, eat some turkey, peach cobbler, slap some cheeks, get some whiskey, some wine, some kush, whatever, you know, do your thing. We out of here.